Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Hi, good morning and happy Thursday. Welcome to our Thursday Motivational Podcast. I think today I've woken up with that feeling again that I'm exploiting God. Well, you know, you can never exploit God because his resources are abundant. But I just wake up with guilty conscience. Like, you know how it feels when you're always praying and always asking for that very selfish desire, like you're asking God, please give me this job, give me this apartment, give me this thing that my heart is desiring and that I'm seeking in this season. But we often forget that there is more. God knows what we need. I don't think we should put so much emphasis and focus and give so much attention to our desires when we are praying. Rather, I believe that we should seek more for God's righteousness when we are praying. And what's God's righteousness? I mean, it's God's plan for this world, is God's plan for the earth, is God's plan for entire humanity. That's it, and that's his righteousness to be established here on earth. And for all man to come to the true light. And I don't know about you, but I don't think we always have to be so selfish with our prayers. This is related to our topic of today. And it is that we do not seek God in vain. We seek God to see his righteousness established here on earth. Friends, we do not seek God in vain. We seek him to see his righteousness, his justice, and his promises established on earth. Many of us have received God's promises for our lives, and for those who have not, God wants to reveal his promises and his righteousness. He does not hide his promises and his righteousness from us. On the contrary, he wants to make himself known to us all, that he proclaims righteousness, that he calls us to seek him for the right things, and that he wills to be found and known by us. That is why he says that we do not seek him in vain. When we seek God, are we seeking him out of our vain glory? Are we seeking him for unrighteous reasons? Or are we seeking him because we want to see his righteousness made manifest on earth? We all belong to his righteous plan for humanity. If we seek him outside of that plan, we should not be surprised if he hides himself from us. If we seek him outside of his plan and out of our selfish desires that are not in line with his plan for us, then we should not be surprised if we do not see some of our desires fulfilled. If God proclaims things that are right, then he desires that we seek him for the right things and not for vain things. The right things are in his word. He does not hide them from us. So how to identify the right things to seek for? Number one, focus on God's word alone. The right things are in his word. Number two, pray to God that he gives you his will and that his will be done in your life and on earth. And lastly, seek to do good. Seek to do justice. And I want to leave you with this verse of meditation in Isaiah 41 verse 19. It says, I do not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I do not say that to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. So I just hope that this has sparked your mind, and it transforms your mind as you continue with weekly activities. I just hope that there will be a change of mindset and transformation for you to seek God for the right things and not for just that one thing that you are asking for at the moment. Yeah, let me leave you with this for today. I hope that you've been blessed by this podcast. And if you've been blessed by this episode, why don't you share with a friend, a family member, your colleagues, or on your socials? Until next time, bye-bye.